Would it be too much to think that in 2023 we will see an improvement for our beleaguered fishing industry, its fishermen, the coastal community and the wider family of the sea? Of all the things I either read or saw over the festive period, it was a simple answer to a simple question that made the biggest impact on me. It was an animated mole asking a small lost boy what he wanted to be when he grew up. A simple one-word answer was given by the child. Kind. Mulling it over, I thought, wouldn't life be so much easier if everyone was not only kind, but also fair? Especially when it comes to matters around our coast. Sadly, this is far from the ideal, but we seem to be falling deeper into an Orwellian dystopia when it comes to our fishing industry. Granted, we get thrown the odd breadcrumb, like spore dogs and quota cuts that are not as bad as we expected. But isn't that a sad indictment of the level of our optimism? Fuel. Where is the fair attitude towards bringing into reality a fuel subsidy for our industry when every other EU nation is availing of it? Is it kind to deny our fishing industry an instrument to ease financial pressures? Why or who is behind the denial of this has still to be fully addressed and answered. Decommissioning. Is it kind to watch as fishing families and our coastal communities see a way of life disappear? Is it fair as we are reduced to this due to decades of negligence and lack of impetus for our coastal communities? Enforcement. Is it fair that the largest portion of the department's budget for our fishing industry is spent on enforcement rather than development? Norwegians. It beggars belief that anyone would think that it would be either kind or fair to surrender more of our own fish in our own waters. Then again, have we not been living with that legacy for 50 years now? Islands. Is it fair that the fates of our island populations may be left in the hands of those who have no first-hand experience of island life? A dedicated minister? I think at this stage we should just give up the ghost on this one, as it seems every aspect of life and society is getting its own dedicated ministerial appointment, whereas we have to share ours with agriculture, trees and greyhounds. And not forgetting we probably have to go through three different government departments to get one thing done. My list could go on and on and on, but another line from that film that I watched over Christmas that resonated with me was the lost little boy asking a horse what was the bravest thing he ever said. Help, said the horse. We are asking for help. We are asking for fairness, and we are asking for those in charge to be kind.